This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agolin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum and our topic, calf management. This results from a webinar recently presented by Dr. Hadley Springler from Penn State University. And she looked at two important areas. What was interesting on the colostrum part of it is that when calves consume colostrum at birth, let's give it a value of 100%. 12 hours later, that drops to 53%. So the calf doesn't absorb it well because the small intestine has something called closure or shutting down. The dam itself, the milk also changes. The dam's milk is set at 100. That's the mother, of course. At 14 hours, that drops down to 67%. So now you can see why it's so important to get colostrum into calves early after they're born because of both the calf response and the cow response. Be well aware that in the colostrum, we want to get in there as quick as we can because the bacteria double every 20 minutes. And so as a result, that can also create a bit of a problem feeding this feed to these newborn calves. Colostrum is important. We all know about its role in antibodies, which gives the immunity to the calf, but it also contains white blood cells, and they can also be absorbed in these young calves. They also contain what we call bioactive compounds, growth hormone, cytokines, and some antimicrobial factors, which are important. And of course, if the colostrum could come from cows that may have had a yonis or disease, a BLV, that can be passed on to the calf as well. The extra colostrum that the cow produces can be refrigerated for 2 to 3 days. We want to get that temperature down as quickly as we can. Bill, a few of my dairymen will actually freeze plastic bottles of water and then put that in the colostrum because not only do we put it in the refrigerator, but then we also get a big chilling effect from that ice that absorbs some of that heat as well. Certainly, you can also stabilize that by adding potassium sorbate at about 250 to 1,000 parts per million. That will extend and retard the bacterial growth as well. We can also freeze the product for 1 year. It has good shelf life there, but remember, we will lose some of the cellular components. The antibodies will be there as long as you thaw it out properly. And that means keeping the temperature of the water that you thaw it out to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. And if you do the microwave, you got to use very low power microwave so you don't destroy antibodies that are in there as well. There's the third choice that farmers cannot do, but you buy it in commercial companies, and that's a freeze-dry product. So that has excellent shelf life as well. It usually has a guaranteed level of IgG in the program, but it's quite expensive as well. The other thing they looked at was when the calf is being born. Dystocia, that's a difficult calving. If you have dystocia here, stillbirths, which means calves born live, increases 40%. And then also the calf's ability to absorb IgG, that's the immune globulin, decreases as well. And if you did some blood cortisol levels, you'll see that that was way up, and that's an indication of stress on this calf. The pen the calf is born in is important. We want to make sure we have at least 100 to 125 square feet, plenty of room for this animal, with at least 6 inches of bedding here for cleanliness and also for footing at this point, and have good ventilation and don't overstock these pens as far as that goes. Take-home messages simply are, one, colostrum management is key to good, healthy calves. Number two, dystocia is going to be a factor that really affects these calves' ability to survive. And certainly, calf and cow comfort are going to be important. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agolin Ruminant. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agolin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agolin Ruminant. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
Breeding programs on America's dairy farms are seeing some surprising changes. That according to Hordes Dairyman Managing Editor Corey Geiger. He'll talk about it with Lee Milkey on Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.